So I believe it was at the beginning of last hour, and we shared with you a story from the Kansas City Star. And let me just read a portion of it again. And the commissioner has actually called us and would like to chat. This is from the Star over the weekend. Wyandotte County commissioners are calling on ethics officials to weigh in after a fellow commissioner allegedly threw up his hands and mimed
an adult activity
pleasuring practice during a recent public meeting. Board members Mike Kane and Andrew Davis, during Thursday's regular commission meeting, called on the Unified Government of Wyandotte County, its Ethics Commission, to review a video showing District 6 Commissioner Philip Lopez making what they claimed was a lewd gesture during a public meeting on July 31st. And Commissioner Lopez is joining us. Mr. Lopez, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. If you missed our hour before, Commissioner, and we appreciate you calling in, I did not understand what the big deal was here. We kind of, quite frankly, thought it was funny. And I don't understand why we're talking about an ethics probe here, quite frankly.
Right. Well, it's probably most likely I'm running for the at-large seat, and they're probably looks like to me is that they're trying to smear my campaign because they're backing my opponent. But basically, a little backstory about me. I'm just a savage cowboy at the end of the day, and I was a bull rider in high school. I'm 49 years old now, and then I've been in heavy construction. I was an electrical lineman, so I've always done hard manual labor my entire life. So I don't know if I have. I've never went to the doctor. That's just one thing. I don't really care about going to the doctor unless I'm dying, I guess. But that being said, I don't know if I have carpal tunnel arthritis in my wrist. So there's previous meetings that are on YouTube, you know, and I'm always shaking my hand because I get irritation, especially before it's going to rain.
Sure.
So then I shake my hands and rub my wrist, and some lady pretty much, you know, one of the commissioners probably put her up to it and was saying all kinds of allegations like that. And I'm like, are you serious? I mean, we've got more important things to talk about. So why are we trying to divert the conversation? And we're talking about our budget. We're talking about, you know, misuse of funds, a lot of spending, and we need to focus on the real conversation. So why are we veering off the road on something so fifth grade?
Commissioner, the gesture they're referring to was allegedly made during the meeting more than 5 hours into the evening. And so I think people, and I haven't seen the video, but I think people were making the assumption that if I had to sit there and, you know, watch paint dry for 5 hours, that is a gesture that signifies, let's wrap this up and be done, and I'm bored to tears. I understand that. Are you denying that it was that eye-roll gesture in nature? You're saying this was a misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah, it was a complete misunderstanding. And they're trying to – that's their little game. They're always – you know, yeah, that's their little game. And honestly, I'm probably the only one up there that's not a politician. I just call it like it is. And God forbid if somebody gets butthurt over, well, I didn't, you know, I'm not politically correct on my words. Well, you know what? Who cares? At the end of the day, you know, there might be feelings hurt and whatnot, but we're turning taps and we're moving forward.
Well, but Commissioner, if I may, and I'm 54 going on 14, which is to say a little bit immature, and I'm not saying that you don't have carpal tunnel or that, your explanation for this is not the truth. If I lived in Wyandotte County, though, and during a five-hour meeting, if I happened to bore myself for 5 hours sitting through that garbage, and I looked up there and you were my county commissioner and I saw you make that gesture with your hand, which is to say going up and down and
we know
the universal code for you're boring the hell out of me, you would be more likely to get my vote if I saw you make that gesture than if you were to then to tell me later, oh, you know, I've got carpal tunnel. I'd be like, oh, come on, please tell me you were making that gesture to be in, to insult somebody.
Well, right. Well, a 5-hour meeting is nothing. It's usually 8 hours, 9 hours. There's been times that we've adjourned at 2:30 in the morning. So, yeah, that. And honestly, if you was to pull up previous meetings, and you'll see me even I'm on the Economics Finance Committee. Even in those meetings, I'm sitting there, I'm shaking my hand. In fact, one of my friends, she's an older lady, she's my mom's friend, she called me up and she's like, you know what? I caught myself doing the same thing just a little bit ago because my wrist was bothering me.
She was doing it.
And then I've had other construction workers call me, or they're like, are you serious? He's like, dude, we do that all the time because we...
Okay, so Commissioner, I am just going to say this. We looked at the video because the Kansas City Star had a link to it. I didn't see it earlier. You make that maneuver 9 times. I counted. And I'm not denying that you have wrist issues if you rode bulls or worked in construction your whole life. Maybe there is a different maneuver to relieve the pain in your wrist than that one because, you know, to the untrained eye, it does sort of look like in a boring meeting. Yeah.
Well,
Commissioner, I'm on your side here because I don't think there should be an ethics probe, but I'm going to tell you.
I don't either.
It sort of does look like that. So maybe there's a different way you could, you know, next time.
Well, yeah. You know, I actually called ethics and I said, hey, and I said, let's get this hammered out right now. I'm not going to wait for you guys to call me. So let's just get this hammered out right now. So, but they, yeah, I don't know how far I can go in with that.
Did you really use the term hammered out with the ethics commission?
Commissioner.
I know. See, again, I'm just a savage cowboy. I'm not a politician. And that's why my constituents like me. They love me because I'm not all, you know, we're a blue collar county and, usually I wear a dirty ball cap, and a couple of commissioners are like, hey, you probably should take that off. I'm like, okay. But then they're like, no, we like, you know, I was like thinking maybe I should take a class for my vocabulary and try to work on my words. And everybody's like, no, we like how you talk.
Commissioner, will you just keep us posted and let us know how everything turns out, okay?
Oh my God. So just put it this way. I mean, sometimes dealing with these ding-dongs over there is like getting jacked off with a breast pump.
Okay. I gotta stop you there. You can't say that on the radio.
And we've dumped the commissioner. Oh, my God.
Well, he did say that his language is not polished.
No, it's not.
Mr. Lopez, thank you so much for your time. Commissioner Lopez.
Very, very funny. If you're listening on the app,
oh my.
You heard a great one-liner.
I believe him, and let me tell you why. As silly as it is, as silly as this is, I believe him, and I'm going to tell you why. If you are making that motion in a lewd way to signal boredom, it's usually twice.
Okay.
He is sitting there. I've watched the video. He does it 9 times. That is not, we all have seen people do that. And yes, it's not appropriate and whatever, but it's usually 1, 2. He goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No one does that when they're making a point and they're bored. But I do think he needs to explore other ways to relieve the pressure in his wrist because I can see where people saw that and thought, that's inappropriate, like his last comment.
913.
What's that like exactly?
I can't.
Can't make it up. You can't make it up.